Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thanks, Anna. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Minister's Friend podcast. I don't know about you, but I'm a nuts and bolts kind of guy. I love theology and ministry theory, but I would much rather learn methods and tactics to actually apply those things in the life and ministry of a church. As we continue our panel discussion on spiritual warfare in today's episode, we get to some really practical applications to all that we've been discussing thus far in the series. How does one identify if we're dealing with spiritual warfare or just the flesh? What are some typical things to look for to help us know how to move forward? My guests on the panel are Pastor Foy Bellier of the Anam Cara Community and Warrior Priest Leader Development Group in Delray Beach, Florida, Bishop Jason Quiñones of Core Faith Church in Oviedo, Florida, and my own friend and associate pastor, Michael Brinkley. And today, we talk about the nuts and bolts of spiritual warfare. So guys, let me bring this down to the local church level, because the Minister's Friend podcast is designed, the reason we created it was to really help pastors and local church leaders, elders, deacons, and others to lead the church well, to be equipped to do the things that they need to do. And, you know, we started out talking about how the church does not really seem to be well equipped to handle spiritual warfare. I talked about church conflict. There's one of those things that I'm sure everybody on this podcast can relate to that. Let's bring this down to the local church. How does this stuff really flesh out in a local church? How do they address it? What would you say is the first thing you would say to a pastor or an elder who feels like they're being just absolutely decimated by the enemy?
Let's pray.
Amen.
I mean, I love your answer, so it's like, yeah, let's just do that. But I would definitely say, man, how important it is to first discern if this is, and I think, you know, Michael, you were saying it, how Pastor John was in a sermon was talking about, you know, flesh, spirit, and soul. And I think being able to really determine and discern where is this battle coming from? Hmm. Is this just something that's internal in my soul? You know, is this in my mind right now? Is this something that is, you know, demonic, something that is an ailment, you know, from the enemy? And also, I mean, on the other side too, man, because I think repentance is important. And sometimes, man, there's things that we need to repent of that is God literally trying to get our attention. And he's, you know, we're experiencing some sowing and reaping. And so I would say, I think that that's first and foremost, and being able to then have some people come alongside you and engage, you know, whether it's in that accountability in the area of living in freedom in this area, or if there is this spiritual warfare component that we need to engage in, because coming from a more charismatic background, it is easy to blame Satan for everything and just believe that everything is a demon. You know, you got to, the light bulb is out and it's a spirit of darkness. No, it's, you need to go buy a light bulb, you know, like, you know, so that, you know, not to minimize the spiritual warfare aspect, but just to bring it into perspective, because, you know, I used to, when I was a youth pastor, I would tell people all the time, you know, and I, even as a pastor now, but man, I can pray for you and lay hands on you, but if you're not going to live in truth and walk in freedom, you know, you're not going to experience that liberty that you should be experiencing. So There's that.
Let me follow up on that and just give a practical thing maybe we can address here. So every church that I work with, every single church has got at least one power broker. I mean, can you all amen that? I mean, that's yes. True, I think, of every congregation.
Amen.
And so, you know, churches, we tend to handle those people with kid gloves. We walk around them on eggshells. We're very careful. We don't practice Matthew 18 and address them. So you know, in what you're saying, Jason, we're talking there are things that are simply somebody's old nature raising up its head. It needs to be addressed. When you address that using the biblical principles and processes that Jesus gave us, like a Matthew 18, 15 and following, they come to a place where they own it, they repent, and we can move on. That's when it's in the natural. When you do that and there's a violent reaction, now you know you're dealing with something else. And so there is this both and I love your illustration of the spirit of darkness. No, you need to go get a light bulb. I would say an awful lot of what we deal with in our local churches is the flesh. It's not spiritual warfare. It's unsaved people or immature saved people acting like immature saved people. They need to be discipled. They need to be held accountable. They need to be led. And we don't do that. And so we reap what we sow in that regard. But then there are those people, those human agents that do not respond to the biblical principles and processes that Jesus gave us. Now we've got something else going on. And we have to be aware of that so that we can now move into a different treatment program that is spiritual warfare. Any of you want to speak to that?
I like the what Jason was saying about the spirit, soul, and body. We need to drop back and say, where's this coming from? You know, when Timothy had a messed up stomach, Paul didn't, he didn't lay hands on him. He said, look, there's bacteria in the water. Just put a little wine in it and I'll kill the bacteria and you'll be okay. We know that about going to third world countries on a mission trip or something. We understand those things. Some things are physical. Is it a physical thing? Is it something that's, coming from your own choices, or is it really the enemy? You know, the enemy, he can masquerade behind a lot of things. So we just need to know, where is he active? And is it just something that we were stupid at doing?
So if something is derailing the mission of Christ in the life of a church, the first thing we ask as we're trying to diagnose what's going on is this the flesh? Is somebody being fleshly? And if so, we address that. If that's does not solve it, or if there's a real reaction, now we know we're dealing with a spiritual realm, maybe. I think that's true with, you know, power brokers who are pushing their own agenda instead of the Emmanuel agenda. I think that's true of church conflict. You know, one of the most popular seminars that I teach is biblical peacemaking, because I am amazed at how many Christians don't know how to do that when the Bible is so clear. I mean, the principles are so, it's actually a very easy thing to do. People are afraid of conflict because they've never been taught how to deal with conflict. But then when you do the biblical peacemaking, if those processes don't work, then you know you're dealing with something else. Habitual sin in the life of the church, you hold somebody accountable, that doesn't help. You might know you're dealing with a stronghold. What are some other areas like that in the normal life of the church where we need to do some diagnosis and it may turn out to be spiritual warfare? I've talked about two or three there.
I would say, you know, I think one area would be, you know, to look at in some cases the spiritual maturity of the church. You know, the people, are they growing? When I look at Jesus preaching on, you know, he preaching the parable and he's talking about sowing seed, right? And there's these four different grounds where the seed falls on. I mean, the first ground is, you know, this hardened ground that is shallow. And then what is the implication? The birds come and eat it, but it's demonic. And so I think sometimes that can be a thing that we have to realize, is there a hindrance? And even as we read from Ephesians 6 and Paul talking about praying for all the saints, but he goes on to say, and praying for me also, that the door of the gospel will be open, that I will preach boldly. And so I would say that that's another area as well. I mean, if people are not growing in truth, if people are not developing in their faith, is that, to me, I think that that's another area of spiritual warfare. And like when you were talking about the statistic, it's hilarious. The church that I came from, and you were talking about this being the cemetery for churches or church planners,
yeah.
The church that I came from, believe it or not, the building that we ended up moving into was a funeral home. However,
wow.
When my pastor, no, but this, the wow is going to be even, you're going to be like, this is crazy. When the pastor went to look at the building, he's walking around the building and he's looking in the place where they would put the coffins and stuff like that, like on display in the chapel. And when he walks around the back, he notices there's a baptismal here. And he was like, are they baptizing bodies? And what it was is that the building was originally a church building.
Wow.
That became a funeral home and then was resurrected into a church building.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And so my pastor used to always, that quote that you said about Orlando being the death place for churches, it's so true. So just looking at that, man, is there something that is, I mean, there's obviously this opposition. And mm-hmm. one last scripture that I want to share, that it rocked me, man, because I was like, you hear about the spiritual warfare and the different scriptures that we read, but in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18, Paul says this. He says, therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us. And to me, I was like, man, the apostle Paul, is hindered by the enemy from, moving somewhere. He didn't say, God, and we know in Acts that there were times that the Holy Spirit was holding him back from going to Asia, things like that. But we see here that there is that hindrance. So I would say, man, we have to recognize is there a hindrance to the truth, to the gospel, to the furtherance, to the accomplishment of God's will. And if that is the case, we know that that's going to happen, that the enemy is going to try to hinder. So it's us being engaged in that consistent intercession. And I love, the seminar that you're going to come do for us on intercession at some point here. But I think that that's so important, that the church learns how to become intercessors.
Spiritual warfare is real, but so are fleshly human agendas. In my experience with churches all across the country, the majority of issues that derail their ministries are based either in unregenerate or undiscipled people who have way too much time on their hands and too much influence over the congregation. Sometimes the issues are based in emotions, incorrect perspectives, bad theology, or even mental illness. I don't want to minimize the impact of spiritual warfare, but it is so important to diagnose the actual source of the problem so that the correct solution can be applied. I'm so grateful to my friends for this challenging discussion around today's virtual table. Next time, we conclude our roundtable with a discussion of how we open the door to evil. Oh, and next week we'll also have information on how you can get a copy of this entire panel discussion in one downloadable MP3 file. That's coming up on The Minister's Friend. We are very grateful that you're in our audience. The Minister's Friend podcast exists to help pastors and other church leaders just like you lead your congregations well. If you're blessed by our ministry, please tell others about us. We also want to let you know about our next series. It will launch here on The Minister's Friend week after next. I recently sat down with Jason White, a pastor, a federal agent, and a church security expert, to talk about how our churches can be fully prepared for medical and safety emergencies. It's a very practical discussion about his book, Church Security and Outreach, A Spirit-Led Strategy to Pursue the One and Protect the 99. Given the era in which we now live, you won't want to miss this interview. I'm so glad you were with us for today's episode. I hope it was helpful to you. Thank you for joining us here on the Minister's Friend Podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend Podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!